I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston. When President Obama lands in India tomorrow, he'll be focusing on economic ties. Here's the president just before taking off today.
On the trip that I'm about to take, I'm going to be talking about opening up additional markets in places like India so that American businesses can sell more products abroad in order to create more jobs here at home.
Even though new employment figures out today show some job growth, times remain tough here. Meanwhile, India is on an economic roll, so it's not surprising that some Americans are looking to India to escape the economic doldrums back home. The BBC's Tinku Ray caught up with a couple of them in Delhi.
George Vincent spent the first 27 years of his life in Washington, D.C. Now he's living in New Delhi, working for a private equity firm doing real estate development.
Almost 2 years ago now, I had gotten a call from a friend who was living over here. And obviously, real estate development in the U.S. had come to a halt. And so I was looking for opportunities where I could go and get more experience and work on great developments. And he had said, you know, how about come check out India? So packed everyone up and we moved over here. And it's been a great experience so far.
Vincent's wife, Kendall, and their dog came with him.
The site is located on Whitefield Road.
Vincent is managing a large construction site in the southern city of Bangalore. It's now in the excavation phase. He says it was the chance to work on such big projects that attracted him.
You didn't have the funding issues that you did in the U.S. People were able to get loans here throughout the entire economic crisis. I knew that there would be some challenges, you know, adapting to the Indian culture, but I came with a very open mind.
I need you in my office.
Todd, we decided to restructure order fulfillment. Offshore the whole department.
We need you in India.
Most Americans working in India are in the IT field, like the main character in the NBC sitcom Outsourced.
All you need to do is visit the call center and make sure the new guy's up to speed.
But that's starting to change, says Pritham Banerjee. He heads the Trade Policy Division of the Confederation of Indian Industries.
We're also seeing increasing numbers of employment in the medical profession, in the entertainment industry, and also in the hospitality industry. These are some of the big other industries where they're coming. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised to see in the next 10 years big Indian retail companies going and actually recruiting people from American campuses directly to come and work here.
It's Diwali in India, the biggest Hindu festival, and Solon Stewart Rose is blending pesto to give as gifts.
I moved in November 2008, which was about 3 months after this huge stock market crash. I mean, everything was pretty depressing.
Rose works as an energy efficiency engineer for an Indian company now. He landed the job when he was just 22.
A lot of my friends back in the U.S. that are similar ages graduated from college. Right after college, they move back in with their parents. They're either looking for a job, they have some, you know, mediocre job, waiting tables.
The more people see India's growth and the longer the economy in the U.S. is sort of stagnant, you're going to see more and more people come across to India or China or try the expatriate experience.
George Vincent is so pleased with his life in India that he's thinking of raising kids here after he gets an MBA back in the U.S. Solon Stewart Rose is planning to stay on for the foreseeable future. Pritham Banerjee says India is happy to have the American workers, at least for now.
The kind of jobs that are being taken up by Americans now and will be in the next, you know, in the foreseeable future are not the kind of jobs typically an Indian coming out of college can fulfill that role. But if the numbers grow, and 10 to 15 years is anybody's guess. But right now, I don't think there's any resentment at all.
And at this point, the numbers of Americans living and working here are still relatively small. But the numbers are likely to rise in the next few years as India continues to grow and develop. For The World, this is Tinku Ray in Delhi, India.